100 Word Stories.
Hello, everyone. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 Word Stories podcast at oneadayuntilthedayidie.com. Ashley starting to feel better. The left side was obviously a pinched nerve. They ran an EKG. My heart is fine. Been on muscle relaxers and a little more aware of how I sit and lay down. Heating pad, and it's slowly alleviating. Slowly. But anyway, you don't care about that crap. You want to listen to the weekly challenge where I post a topic and you come up with the stories. 977. It's clinic, oddly enough. Let's go ahead and listen to the stories and I'll get back to you. All right?
Hello, night people. Tom here, and my story this evening is called Hope Rises. They called it the clinic. The oldest would quip it used to be a department store. It mattered little because the medical corporation that ran it was long gone, and nothing matching that level of business structure was present north of the Golden Gate. We were on our own. The handful of providers that were able to scale down to the bone and still provide had a near saintly aura about them. My wife was the pillar that held it all together. When she spoke her truth, people put their faith in her judgment. With little hope in sight, the clinic is. And that's it for this week. Good night, America, wherever you are.
Hello, it's Lisa from Leicester in the UK, and my story this week is called Breaking the Ice. Valentine's Day. Traditionally a romantic day for couples everywhere. Sally and Bob both liked each other, but got tongue-tied whenever they met, so had actually never spoken. Fate intervened. It was a special day at their doctor's surgery too, the annual mole and wart removal clinic. Most patients were treated in the waiting room, and only more intimate areas were done in a private room. So, skin tags were removed from necks, moles from bald heads, and soon only Sally and Bob remained in the waiting room. They exchanged nervous glances before Sally stammered, "Do you fancy a coffee after?" Thanks for listening, and I shall see you next week. Bye-bye.
This is Serendipity, and here's my story for this week.
It's known simply as the clinic. Apparently, the term is supposed to normalize the place and its purpose, promote the idea that it's really no different to taking a trip to the fertility clinic, the hair loss clinic, or any one of a myriad of other medical specializations. They send you an appointment, and you pop in for a quick consultation with an expert. There's nothing particularly intimidating, scary, or unusual about that. Except, this isn't that sort of clinic. When you check into this clinic, you're not going to be checking back out again. Anyway, welcome to Switzerland.
Hello everyone, Lizzie here, and this is my story for this week. The toy clinic was closed. What now? The child looked at her mother with anguish. The mother knocked at the door feverishly until a light came on. What is it? We closed. They knew, but, and the mother pointed at a child, a broken toy cradled in her arms. Okay, let's do this. And the toy was put back together, slowly, with care. Years later, the child, now an adult, heard someone knocking feverishly. She turned the light on and opened the door. Let's do this. Everything will be okay. And another mother, another child, another toy could breathe again. And this is my story for this week. Drop by my blog at lizzygoodcough.blogspot.com. I'll talk to you next week. Stay safe. Bye-bye.
Hello, this is Philip Norville Joe Carroll of NorvilleJoe.com, and this is my entry for the 100 Word Weekly Challenge number 977 with the prompt of clinic. So here's my story. After they had showered, dressed, and eaten breakfast, the three headed off to school, all wearing loosely fitting hoodies and blue jeans. When Bilbert and Sabrina turned onto the street toward the school, Linoli Amanda continued to cross toward the hospital's outpatient clinic. Mandy, Bilbert called, where are you going? I'm going to see my dad. I haven't been to school in a week. I'm sure no one's going to miss me, she said, and continued on. Bilbert waited and watched her go until Sabrina pulled on his sweatshirt. Come on, Bilbert. Mindy's right. I know that I won't miss her. Thanks for listening. And we'll see you next week.
Good morning, I'm Richard, and this is my story. The call to come into the clinic was unexpected. I had no idea why I was there, because there were a range of problems I'd been seeing my doctor about for the past few months. It must be connected with one of them. The question was, what exactly? Too busy to talk, a nurse ushered me into a room, thrust a plastic pot into my hand, and told me to leave my sample at reception, then rushed off. A sample? Of what? Urine? Sperm? Saliva? Stool? I filled the pot with the dregs of my coffee and left. That'll do for now. Until next time, goodbye.
Take
my
a trip.
It can be hard to set an
with
appointment
me
for us sometimes.
To planet.
So I walk into the nearby urgent
Z.
care clinic for minor things. In and out, McHospital to the rescue. My cat chewed up my leg and hand, and I was given antibiotics. My fireplace rained soot into my eye, and I got eye drops and a tube of goop to wash it out. Then there was the time I had chest pains. They hooked me to an EKG and said my heart was fine. It was just a pinched nerve. A pocket full of pills and a heating pad.
And there you have it, a bunch of stories on the topic of clinic. Hope you enjoyed today's show. Next week's show is going to be Postal Bomb. That's the topic. So go to One A Day Until the Day I Died. I don't even know if I did the URL right. But go to the URL, click Weekly Challenge, you'll see the instructions. Anyway, thank you all for listening and being a part of this. And as always, keep it brief.